From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW football team improved to 3-1 on Friday night as they beat a previously undefeated Lord Botetourt team 34-31. GW head coach Nick Anderson was proud of his team's performance.
Yeah, the kids played extremely hard, and we knew it was going to be tough in the trenches, man. Lord Botetourt is a very aggressive and physical team. They play extremely hard, so yeah, we knew it was going to be tough for our O-line, D-line, running backs, and linebackers. Those were the guys who really needed to play well. Yeah, they did. I thought they played well. We made a couple mistakes like we always, but, you know, they're teenagers, and they didn't let it bother them too bad, and we were able to get a win.
Alex Brandon rushed for over 200 yards and scored 2 touchdowns to lead the way for the Eagles. Grendel won their 4th game in a row as they routed William Campbell 61-14. Quarterback Rayshon Logan threw 6 passing touchdowns in the win. In college football action on Friday, UVA upset number 8 Florida State in double overtime 46-38 to improve to 4-1 on the season. Also, Virginia Tech knocked off NC State on the road 23-21 to win their 2nd in a row. Landon Pimbleton took home his 2nd career grandfather clock as he won the Valley Star Credit Union 300 late model stock car race at Martinsville Speedway on Saturday. Connor Hall finished in 11th place, which was enough to secure the Virginia Triple Crown Championship. In the NFL, the Washington Commanders fell to the Atlanta Falcons 34-27 to drop to 2-2 on the season, and the Carolina Panthers got blitzed by the New England Patriots 42-13 to drop to 1-3 on the season. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott passed Denny Hamlin and Bubba Wallace on the final lap to win at Kansas on Sunday. Hamlin finished 2nd, while Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, and Wallace rounded out the top 5. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.